Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, next up on this edition of Six Rings and Football Things, we're going to slide into some Pat's Puri talk.
Slide.
And I think Chris Scheim is going to lead this talk because it leads his favorite topic, and we know his favorite topic is Mac Jones.
Yeah, so here's the thing, guys. Welcome into another edition of Pat's Puri. Okay, we need to talk about this.
That's what we're here to do.
Mac Jones is officially a top 100 player in the NFL. He was ranked 85th on the list.
Now, this is the NFL Network's ranking based on player votes, and yeah, no one's sure exactly what it's based on, but it includes player votes from the locker room.
That 85 spot, by the way, comes after another quarterback like Kirk Cousins, who is objectively better. With all that being said, this is bait. This is the biggest pile of bait I have seen in a very long time. They specifically put Odell Beckham Jr. at 90 and then Mac Jones at 85 because everyone is losing their ever-loving minds.
And yes, I've seen references to this. I've read some blog entries. Like, one blog I read on one of the fan sites was like the most overrated and underrated players yet in the top 100. And Mac was the most overrated player.
Like Kyle Pitts, another rookie from last year, 91 on the list. Kyle Pitts is the second rookie tight end in NFL history to have 1,000 receiving yards as a rookie. Now, I don't know about you. It's a little more impressive than an average quarterback season.
A Pro Bowl quarterback season in which he led his team
back
to the playoffs.
So here's my other thing. And so this is, I think this is
devil's
more
advocate,
so,
by the way.
Yeah,
devil's advocate Andy Hart.
I know you are. This is more my point, is it feels like this is positionally weighted. If that's the case, almost half every quarterback in the league should be on the list for the most part. Any decent quarterback should be on this list.
I agree.
So if it's positionally weighted.
This takes me back to when I got a lot of criticism, mockery, whatever, with my ranking the Patriots roster 1-87. Yep. And in the two slot had Nick Folk. And some people are like, he's just a kicker. And my argument for that was he does his job better than just about everybody on the Patriots. His job. Not
correct.
I don't want him to tackle anybody or catch a pass or throw a pass. I want him to line up and kick the ball from like 48 yards out with the game on the line. I think he does his job as well as anybody. If I had just done it weighted by positional, then Nick Folk's like the 40th best player in the Patriot because he's just the kicker. And Mac Jones, because he's the quarterback, has to be one. The quarterback would be one.
Which is why this list makes no sense, because guess who else is in the 90s, Andy? Justin Tucker.
Okay.
He is arguably one of the greatest kickers in NFL history.
Correct.
Still is. He still nails. And somehow Mac Jones is ahead of him as well. So now, I don't understand this list. Is it's like, it's clearly not positionally. It's like partially positionally weighted, but really kind of not. Right. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I mean, Kyle Juszczyk, a fullback, is number 100.
Okay. What's your problem with that?
I know you love fullbacks, but come on. We don't need – he's not the 100.
Time out. Time out. Real quick. Guess who was at Patriots joint practices today at Foxborough?
Who? Oh, James Devlin?
No. Oh. Daryl Moose Johnston, Emmett Smith's fullback with the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice. That's actually really cool.
Okay, go back to your discussion of Juszczyk ripping because he made the – he's a good player.
He's a good player, but he's not a top 100 player.
And like it's not as important as – no.
To the team, as a lot of these other guys. Like, okay, so Wyatt Teller, fantastic interior lineman for the Cleveland Browns, is only two spots ahead of Mac Jones.
And you could argue that he is
– top five at his position.
Right, and Mac is top 15, 20.
Yeah, exactly. He's in that 15, 20 range. Exactly. Okay. So, like, and that's what bothers me is it's like – a guy like Wyatt Teller, who might be top five at his position, should be in the top 50 if Mac Jones is on this list. If Mac Jones is on this list, okay, like if Wyatt Teller falls all the way down to 83 or whatever, I get it. Trey Hendrickson, another guy, had a phenomenal season last year. If we're going off of last year, Mac Jones only has 1 year anyways. So if we're going off of last year, how is he only seven spots ahead of Mac Jones? How is he not a top 50 player in the NFL?
And at a marquee position.
At premium position at the end.
So
he's one of the better DNs in football last year.
We can kind of compare this. If you recall, we talked a lot about those ESPN lists where the top 10s, and I believe they ranked, they had 11 positions. I don't believe they did kickers and punters. They had 11 positions. Only one of which had one Patriot, which was tied for 10, Hunter Henry.
Correct.
But 11 positions in the top 10 is 110 players.
Yes.
And Mac wasn't in that. Mac was not included anywhere near the top 10 of quarterbacks.
And yet he's 85 on this list.
Right. Now, the flip side of that is number 52 on the list is Matthew Judon, Patriots edge performer.
But I think that's about accurate.
I like that for a number of reasons, but using my logic, when they did Edge on ESPN, nobody voted for Matt Judon. He wasn't in the top 10, so he wouldn't have been in the top 110 players, and now he's in the top half of that at 52. But I would also say, guy's been to three straight Pro Bowls with two different teams. He, for a portion of last year, whatever happened down the last stretch of a month plus, COVID, injury, whatever, he fell off, but at one point people were like, is this guy a defensive player of the year candidate? Was there ever an offensive player of the year candidate for Mac Jones? Like,
no.
Matt Judon has earned a certain respect level based on a consistent playing style, contributions. I would also argue he kind of was fighting alone. Like, he didn't have a lot of help last year and was still sort of getting his job done. So I think Matt Judon as a middle of the road, top 100 player. Like, is he the best? No, he's not Aaron Donald. He's not TJ Watt. They'll be in the top 10. They'll be spoken for much later, but he's a good player. It's the quarterback thing. It's the quarterback.
It really is because it's like you mentioned the ESPN lists, right? Hunter Henry cracked the list at number 10. He's not going to be in the top 100.
No, nor should he be, by the way.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, like, by logic, by numbers, he should probably be at least close. He should be closer than apparently these guys.
But you were right. They're getting what they wanted. They want talk.
Exactly. And so ultimately, the thesis of my discussion here with you all is I want you to know that this is bait. Whether you like Mac Jones or hate Mac Jones, this is nothing but bait that they want you to argue with people about and talk about it. And that is the sum of this story.
So my question, though, is if you believe it's bait, do you believe it is? Is there any veracity to the list? Like, do they legitimately have votes and then put it together, or do they just kind of get some votes, maybe look at that, but then kind of put it together however the hell they want it?
No, so to be completely honest with you, I just think I this may sound dumb, and but I'll say it anyways. I just don't think NFL players are a great evaluators.
Oh, they're not.
They care about their friends and their buddies and the guys they like.
And they also don't often have a good, like, wide knowledge. Like, they're fixated on the teams they play.
They play.
Like,
they're not watching football every Sunday. They're not. No. Like, and so to me, like, I look at this list and Odell Beckham shouldn't be on this list.
That's why
he didn't play all that well last year.
I've seen the players do these lists. I've also seen the players do some Pro Bowl voting, and it's almost like delegates where if you can win, if you're, for example, like they're doing the, let's just say they're voting for D tackle. Yep. A lot of times, like David Andrews, people will be like, hey, who's the best defensive tackle? And David Andrews will say, oh, Aaron Donald or whoever he played. Let's pretend he played Barmore. Oh, Barmore kicked my ass. Barmore is the best guy I faced all year. So David Andrews, as the offensive line representative, tells all these other guys, no, Barmore is the best defensive tackle. So suddenly Barmore just got like 8, 10, 12 votes because all the guys that are in that circle that got their sheet out are like, I don't know, David Andrews said Barmore is the best. So it's not, it's all these are flawed. We know that when we get 100%. Into these discussions.
But like, I even look at a guy like Von Miller is on this list. Von Miller was not a top 10 pass rusher last year in football. Yeah.
Don't tell that to the Bills. They just gave him a boatload of money and a long contract.
Yeah, he was 19th in sacks last year. Like, he wasn't, he gets more credit because he was on the Super Bowl winning team, but it was more, that was more about the team than it was him. Well, like, it's,
we're talking about biases and positional weightings. Mm-hmm. I am interested, the top 50 or the top 25, like, how heavily weighted is it to quarterbacks, wide receivers, like offensive players, playmakers?
If I had to guess, it's going to be heavily weighted to receivers.
Yeah.
You're looking at CeeDee Lamb, Odell Beckham Jr., Mike Evans, are already some of the guys that are in this. And so like, I have a feeling that it's going to be very heavily weighted towards receivers.
Right.
And to me, and it makes sense in my head because for an NFL player, the guys that they remember, receivers and corners.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, those are the guys that make a lot of the highlights. And then next down on the list would be quarterbacks and DNs. And then at the bottom of the list would be linebackers and offensive linemen and stuff like that. And like, running backs is somewhere in the mix. So like, David Montgomery should not be a top 100 player. I'm sorry. He shouldn't.
I don't believe
he's either. he's not even a top 10 running back. He shouldn't be a top 100 player.
Yeah. It's a flawed. I've always hated this list.
Yeah. It's just bait, and it's guys voting for their buddies and guys that they play. And it's like, oh yeah, David Montgomery's really good. I played against him and he ran over me once or twice.
I've also always wondered because like it's being revealed in mid August. Is this who had the best 2021 season? Is it who you think is going to be best in 2022?
Well, because if it's who had the best 2021 season, then Aaron Rodgers should be number one, but he won't be.
Right.
Like, it'll be Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen.
And I'm kind of fine with that. But me too. And I guess that would be an argument maybe for putting Mac on the list. Like, you're projecting him to have a year two jump, and you think he goes from good rookie to great quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always wondered what the criteria is and been a little confused.
And I think that's the biggest issue is there is no criteria, right? And there's no grading process. It's just players voting for whoever they want.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.